Yesterday, we began discussing a very important Indian in Borer. And that is the discussion of the of what? Miyud. Mem, Yud, Vav, Nun. Mem, Yud, Vav, Nun. Sophie. Miyud. What does Miyud mean? Sorting or classifying. Is that called Borer or not? It's the Prima God who says that maybe if you hold like Tosis, that the Pshat and Shnei Ochlin is that the one that you want is called the Ochel and the one you don't want is the Psolas. So Mamela, maybe in a situation where you don't want either of them now, so then it should be mutter. Maybe it should be mutter. And he wants to bring a raya from the case of the Mishnah of to be misanein esha. Right? We said yesterday that you separated the chardol, the solus from the ochel and the chardol, right? And now you're separating the chelmon from the chelbon. That the chelmon is going to go on top. The chelmon is going to go on the bottom with the color of the chardol, and the chelbon will be on top. So the Prima Gadol says, why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So he says because it's shnei minim, but the reason why it's mutter is because you don't want either of them for achila now. You don't want either of them. So memela, there's no ochel from soul. It's not the one you want to eat now and one is them being misaki in the ochel. You don't want either of them for ochel. Therefore, it's mutter. I don't know, to tell you the truth, this raya, to say that this is a raya from the Chelmon and Chelbon case is very schwer. I saw yesterday, I should zirik it one day for you, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that he wants to say that maybe the Chelmon and the Chelbon is mutter because it's really min echot. It's really min echot. Like, sort of like what Hu said yesterday, it's organic. Who was saying that? One of you fellows was saying that yesterday. Right? It's so. Yeah, in other words, that's the way it was created. It's organic. It's not a tarogus. Elowat, it looks like it's borer. So since it looks like it's borer, it would be asur midrabanan. So, but they only asur midrabanan if you want it for achila, and therefore this case is mutter. That's what he wants to say. Yeah, it could be. Right. I mean, only when it's still in its natural state. No, it is, because that's the natural state. In other words, it's not that you cut away the fat and then you put it back.
No. Right.
So it's once you cut it off, and then it got in the sarv again, that's the taros. But if it's in its natural state, yeah. Well, that's sort of like the idea of mechuber with the orach and the rach and the taoros and the, all these.
Yeah, is that thing that they say about fucking the dress?
It depends if it's right. But if it's efshar, in other words, if you can't get to the meat unless the fat is cut off, so that's like the peel of an orange, right? You mean on the other side, on the meat side? So that's the best thing. That's the best thing. But as Rabbi Berger said, we were discussing today, the Pashup Shat in the Torah is Maybe it's radical to say, but maybe the din of borer he's learning is only if you're being mavar something to eat it. And here you're taking two ochlim, but you're not using any. That's a different Rashi. So you're saying that Rashi Lashitasta won't work, so the two Rashis together. But in other words, where does it say? You look at all of Shas, right? I don't think anywhere in Shas you'll find the Din Borer when it's not talking about food items. I'll challenge you to that. Find me anywhere in Shas where there's borer when it's not a food item. It's supposed to be, we'll have to see, there's supposed to be a Rebbe Kivager that says that, I'll have to find it, that ain't borer ele bigidule karka, just like ain't disha bigidule karka. He's into it. Right, by it. That was Ben Goldstein. That was your the glass of water, right? You remember that Shuvah Rebbe Kivager with the Zohar with Yerushalmi?
Sure.
Yeah. So you're saying that the Torah would hold in the Hanami. There's no borer by anything else but Ochal.
Right, because that's why you feel the necessary to tell you that. You might say that the Chol and the Chol are not Ochal, but they are. They're Shnei Minei Ochal. And then, so since there's this other condition, so now it's going to be...
So you're saying the reason why it's Mutter is because you're not eating it. You're not using it for Achil. You're just using it for coloring.
Right, that's it.
The question, so what the Mama Rav is asking... is the following. If you take a look at Ayin Dal on the days, the Gemara there talks about making a pottery on Shabbos. So take a look at Ayin Dal on the days. The Gemara says, first word online is Ema. It says, Omar Rava, Haiman de Ovid Chavisa, Chayiv Sheva Chatos. If you want to make a barrel out of pottery on Shabbos, you Chayiv Seven Chatos. Why? So look Rashi. Sheva Chatos, Tochen Haragovin. First, you have the clods of dirt, and you have to chop them up. That's Tochen. Yishokhtan Hadeik, have a Tochen. Uborer hatzroros hagasus mitochon hareishtayim. And then you have to take the rocks out of the what? Out of the dirt. So this is the only place. Now, I don't know if you don't hold like this Rashi, do other Rishonim have a different list of what the seven are? In other words, this is not a fairish in the Gemara. The Gemara just says you have seven chatos. So theoretically, you can find another case. But this Rashi in Ayin Dal Amud Beis seems to say that you can have borer even outside food items. Now, what the Mara Rav said is the following: that Mara Rav saying is Rashi was the one on Kuflamid, where is it? Kuflamid Tess? about the Chelmon and the Chelmon, Rashi's the one who says also Legavan, Lamara, Shachem Legavan, Legavan, Lo Chelmon. Shachelmon Yofel Legavan, Lo Chelmon, Hilchachid Vidya Ochel Hu. Main Cambrer is Psalus Meochel. How do you learn Pshat and Rashi there? So, in other words, if you want to say that Rashi is saying the same thing as the Torah and it has to be a midid achila, so Josh is asking, but Rashi b'feirush shanayim dalad says it doesn't have to be midid achila. Because Rashi, right? That's what Rashi says on Ayin Dalad and Beis. If you take rock from the mud, that's boring. Yeah. So it could be that. I know nothing about Moroccan. Just case of Moroccan.
The Rizva says some people take out a Borer and put in Moroccan.
Where? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Sefer HaTos? Let's see. Where? Yeah, this piece. Perish Rashi, Borer or Moroccan, Wash Moran. Well, some want to say, maybe the answer, Josh, is that maybe that by Shnei in Oakland, right? That's what the Bach was saying yesterday, right? That by Shnei in Oakland has to be Lachila. But if it's Psolas Gomor, then even. See, if you say like the Shulchan Aruch Harav that anyway it's not Borer because it's Min Echad, so then there's nothing to talk about. Okay. Now the Rosh Yosef on page 8. That's the Prima Gadim also wrote a sefer called Rosh Yosef. It's a very important sefer. Are they selling at this farm sale? Especially on Chulin. It's a classic sefer, the Rosh Yosef. If you don't know the Rosh Yosef, then I don't know. You have to know. Yeah. So he says like this. Hine b'shnei minei ochlin kosma tosis d'chayiv nami heinu b'yushalmi bor v'ochel m'ochel chizkiya m'chayiv rav yochna m'pot v'ochel k'chizkiya rav yochna k'vor v'cham educhti rav yodeh ki atosis kosu kan tibra hayu d'osu sh'rosu l'ochel hava ochel v'osu sh'ein rotsa hava psolos Fize im ein rotsa l'ochel ata klum rad bor akodim sudas chakras al sudas mincha Tani Migdolim, Shnei Minim, Yochel B'mincha, Amina Godol, Huv, Amina Kot, V'nei Beso, V'chor Aleis Kambora, V'hei Psoos, V'hei Ochel, Shavai Ulchu Nidol. Right? That's what the Prima Godim's word is. That the only reason why Shnei Minei Ochlin is Chayiv is because one you want and one you don't want. So you're taking away the one that you don't want from the one you want. But if you don't want either of them right now, so then you can't label one an ochel and one a psolus, because there's nothing more, one of them is not more chashiv than the other, so therefore, in other words, the ochel is the desirable, the psolus is the non-desirable. But that's if you want one and you don't want the other. Here, you don't want to use either of them now. Well, you want them equally for use in the future. So therefore, it's not the sharikai gavda. Ela sharamam zal halacha gimel mechaber. Beis mine ochel and borer miniach and borer miniach lebo b'yom chayev. Haikav nechayev. Yesh lomad aramam mecham sorvim beis minim ochel me ochel nami have a brayer. Oh, so the Prima Gadol is making a deal. Look at the Rambam for a second. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, the last word, first word in the line is Haborer. Three, six lines from the bottom, on page 9. The Rambam, Perek Ches, Halach Yud Gimel. Haborer ochel mitoch psolos biyodol hanicho, afilu bo biyom, nasa kiborer lootzer b'chayef. If a person's borer ochel mitoch psolos, but he's not going to eat it right away, it's no good. He has to be eat it right away. Right? Has to be Onkel Mutok Solas, has to eat it la'alter. But then he says, Hayul fan of Shneimini Onkel Murovin Bore Echad Me Echad Uminiach Lechol Miyad. Kim Bir Uminiach Lachar Zman Afilu Bo Bayom. Whereas in the fifth line from the bottom, he talks about Shnei Mini Ochel. You see that? Hayu Lefon of Shnei Mini Ochel and Murav. Right? You see this Rambam? Rabosai? So how did you have apples and oranges, so to speak. You have dates and figs. Shnei Mini Ochel. Muravim. And you want to eat just the apples, or just the oranges, whatever. So how do you go about doing it? What does that mean? And how do you do it?
So, does he say that?
I think.
Does he say that?
Or Echad
Me'Acher. Echad Me'Acher. What does that mean? What from now? Well, the Prima Gadol is going to say, you have to tell me if you agree with him.
He's going to say that.
But Shnei Mini Ochlim, you don't have to take the Ochel from the Psolos. In other words, say I want the arm. There's raisins and there's bran. And I want to eat raisins now. But the bran is in my way. Right? The bran is in my way. So I want to separate it to eat it now. So do I have to pick out the raisins to eat? And what can I do by picking away the bran and eat? So the Prima Gadol claims that the din that you have to take the ochel from the ochel from the psolos, that's only when there's real ochel and real psolos. But if it's shnei ochlin, well, there's no din that you have to take the one that you want from the one that you don't want. You can take either way, and as long as you eat it miyach. Yeah. So was he saying that the din of Shnei Minei Ochlin is a separate din in Borer? Shnei Minei, it's not like Tosus. See, he's claiming Tosus learns the reason why Shnei Minei Ochlin is Osir is because Shnei Minei Ochlin, the one you want is the Ochel, and you don't, the one you don't want is the Psolos. So therefore, you have to take the Ochel from the Psolos. In other words, the real din is real ochel and real psolus, and you take the ochel and the psolus. But by shnei mini ochel, the one that you want, we call the ochel, and the one you don't want, we call the psolus. But he claims that maybe the Rambam holds not that way. Maybe the Rambam holds that shnei mini ochel, you just take, you can just separate it to eat now. But the way you separate it, either way, echel nach, it doesn't have to be dafka the ochel from the psolus. Because there's no ochel of psolus here, they're both ochel. And this idea that the one you want is called the ochel, the one you don't want is called the psolus, that's Tosus's invention. That's not true. That's not true.
Right.
So all you have to do is eat it miyad, so that's derech achila. So is that a kula or a chumra? It's a kula, right? It's a big kula. But you know what? It's also a big chumrah. Because then, but if it's not la'al there, right, then you don't have the hetter of the prima donna. What they say is that since you don't want either of them now, is mutter, he goes, hey, that's only if you assume like Tosus's way of shnei minim. But if you assume like the Rambam's way of shnei minim, then it's just, the Rambam's way of shnei minim is just a special din of mafrid minim. So in Mela, that's going to be also, even if you don't want either of them now. So it's a kula and a chumra. In other words, it's a kula lagapi that if you're eating la'alter, you can even be borer the other okala, you're not planning to eat from that and eat la'alter. But if you're doing it for halach hazman, then even the prima godim is molded that miyun is usher, classification is usher. Because it's a separate din of separating two meaning for lotza. But if you're not doing lotza, it's mutter. So Mamela, the whole heter of the prima godim himself is saying this. My whole heter only works if you hold like Tosus. But I agree that the Rambam is not like me. So it's in other words, it comes out that a fundamental machlokes between Tosus and the Rambam. Why is shnei minim aser? According to Tosus, shnei minim is aser because the one you want is called the ochel, and the one you don't want is called the psolus, and therefore you have to take the one you want from the one you don't want. But according to the Rambam, there's no such thing. The reason why shnei minim aser is because shnei minim are aser. That's a thinking of shnei minim. It's not because we view one as the ochel, one as the psolus. That's a tikkun to be mafrid shnei minim. That's not because one is ochel, one is psolus. So if that be the case, like you said, Mamela, it doesn't matter whether you're not going to only use it later. That's going to be chayim. But you get a kula also, that if it's out there, you can even take the non-desirable from the desirable. Because the Isser is shnei minim to be mafrid, but there's a heckle out there. So the Rambam doesn't work with it. This lumdus that there's no ochel of psolus here by shnei minim. Yet it's still aser. But if it's out there, it's mutter. So mele is a kula al chumra. Of course, if it's la'otzer,
why is it a chumra?
No, because it's a chumrah, because the prima godim says, in the case where you're just classifying, the prima godim says within Tosus, if the whole idea is you need an ochel psolus, so if it's la'achas man you don't have, right? So memela, it's mutter, right? That was his thing. That niyun is mutter according to Tosus, that's the prima godim's war, right? But what? According to the Rambam, niyun is aser, but you'll get a kula. So each one has a kula and a chumra. I would think, practically, Tosus' kula, we sort of we're going to try it to be more beneficial than to have the Rambam. Because the Rambam, ultimately, the chumra of Lachar's man is going to be probably much more matzui than those like Lagabi setting the table and all these things of Lachar's man. Because whatever you mount for Shnei Minim, that's it, finished.
Ellie Cole.
I mean, it. Basically, it didn't seem to.
think that this Rambam was making any distinction between shaming your oath and oath of service. I mean, we did this Rambam on the basis that said, no, it's not that he, let's not be medayik in this lashon, when he's talking about earthful, sounds like earthly merciful, right? This is the Beis Yosef. He quoted the Rebbeinu Baruch, and then he quoted this Rambam.
Right.
He said you can't be right. You not don't be united anything from the Lashon of the Rambam.
No, but from the Lashon of the Rambam, that what's called that la'alte, what's called the definition. There was the gabe the definition of la'alte to say that there are two different definitions of la'alte that he didn't want to say. But that doesn't
to make a difference between us and the Lord.
Legabe, what's called la'alter? That legabe, ochel from ochel, only if it's shakras to bein arbayim, that's not la'alter. But mashmir, you can wait 3 hours in the morning, that's still okay. But it's kolos mamish, you have to have mamish la'alter mamish. So he said, don't make that film. But that doesn't mean you can't make this film. So it comes out of fundamental mahalakis here. Of why shnei minim is usher. According to Tosfos, shnei minim is usher is because one is the full, the one you want now, the oval, the other one is the souls. According to the Rambam, no, just found to be mounted, shnei minim is usher. And so it comes out, according to the Rambam, it's a cool look, and if you do it out there, you can even take the non desirable from the desirable, because it doesn't matter. Because we don't label the non desirable souls, because why is it not souls? It's from the physical aspect. So it's one of the souls, but then it'll come out that it's not as man. It's going to be usher no matter what. Whereas the three Gemara said, according to Tosfos, Lachas Man, it's going to be mutter because then you can't label anything at all or anything at all because both people are there. That's the three
Gemara. However, why should we ask for it? Because it's going to be lower. It's not going to happen to people. According to the people that is like two foods are not,
two foods
are not considered for it.
No, it's not. Two foods, there's an isur for two foods. To sort out two different minim is asur, but not because we do one as an awful one and the soul. Some could be, if you have the aromas of two minim and you want a matri, that's asur. But it's also fun it's asur because we do one as an awful and one as the soul. So what do you want now is an awful one and the soul, even though they both physically rabbi la di la. But according to the Rambam, it's a special separate din of shnei minim. The amount of shnei minim is also if it's miyad, it's mutter. If it's not as man, it's also.
It's only
the three of them. Yeah, and there might be one or two achronim who say like that also.
Not like Moreno Shulman wanted to say that. So that just means also from solo sense. No, the shame you know it was a kiddush. I mean, the bottom line is, and Yerushalmi was machlokes. You know, if you wouldn't have had Yerushalmi, you could have said that maybe over his own. Imam is when you have garbage in your food, and you make the garbage out of real solo.
You just said that in
fact. So you like this film? Oh, yeah, okay, I'm willing to, I like it too. I'm happy. Prima Gunner, he was a hater, right?
Prima Gunner.
What?
Yes.
No, that's Sir Gerard Dimitris.
He was a son.
His name is Poor.
Prima Gunner's last name is Owen. Just as Owen. Either I have to. We're gonna see. And then the Ainster.
Oh!
So now, Rabosai, this Rambam is a very chumrid thing. Now, I'll show you a Tosef before we go on. Rabosai,
there's no end to Borer, but there will. Don't worry, we will. You gotta do Borer until the last drop. Tell me what you think of this Tosef. The scholars like Tosefta.
Okay.
Scholars like Tosefta.
Huh?
It's very scholarly to learn Tosefta.
Okay.
Right. Scholars are. Okay, let's take a look at page 10.
Oh. Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Vav. Perish Shemis Pazru. If you have peros that just got scattered in the field, melakei echad echad ve'ochel, so you gather it up and you eat. Nisavelo peros v'peros. If different peros got mixed in, the apples and the oranges got mixed in, borer v'ochel borer miniach al hashulchan. So you can do it l'alter, either it's for you to eat or for your friend to eat. Or for your behemoth to eat. Borer mashlich l'fei behemto. Bodak elu b'fnei atzman ve'elu b'fnei atzman. O shalikeit misochem ofer tzroros harei zechayif. I want you to translate. What does it mean, the case of bodak elu b'fnei atzman ve'elu b'fnei atzman? What?
Sorting.
What meaning? What?
One pile
of the apples and one pile of oranges. And you're gonna eat it right away? No, because that was the case before. You eat it right away, it's mutter. So l'chora, you see from this b'feirush tosefta that sorting is also.
Looking to a certain kind, and he's
thinking,
oh,
he might something.
He's choosing.
Yeah, you're choosing which ones you want. Look. So, b'lachor, it's a contrast to what he said before. The original case is this arvelu peiros peiros, right? So then, if borer v'ochel, he can be borer to eat it now. Borer miniach al shulchan, or he could put it on the shulchan for someone else to eat now. Uborer mashlich l'fei behemto, or he could be borer to be mashlich l'fei behemto. But bodak elu b'fnei atzman, so says the minchat bikurim on the bottom. B'fnei atzman l'anichin l'achazman. The elu b'fnei atzman o shalikin misochon ofer tzoros harei zechayif. So isn't the question of the prima godin that he thinks according to Tosfos is mutter a b'feirush tosefta that just classifying his asa? What? This arvu peirush b'peirush. Right, so then he can be borva ochel to eat right away, borer miniach al shulchan for someone else to eat right away, or borer mashlich l'fei behemto of the heimadi. But bodach elu b'fnei atzman ve'elu b'fnei atzman. But if he's sorting it to make two different classifications, the oranges l'chud and the apples l'chud, or to take off tzoros, which is real tzoros, harei zechayif. This raya is brought by Rav Moshe Halevi in his Sefer Menuchat Ava. He says this. He wants to bring this tosefta as a raya
in other words, against this possibility that it's mutter to mean in Lachas Man, but he wanted to suggest with the Tosus that it's. I mean, maybe it could be true, Joseph, that those are the deals kept to the hotel. So, we don't want that either. Right, so in other words, he wants this kind of the Ferish of Tosefta, that million is us. And then we're really up the creek. Because then it means that if you have a mixture of silverware and you want to set the table, say before you go to shul, you want to set the table. There's a lot of guests. And so if the forks are in the fork drawer, the spoons are in the spoon drawer, no problem. But if they're all, you know, you clean them, you wash them, they're all piled up together, and now you want to separate, you're not doing this loud there, then classification and separation, even though you don't want one over the other now, would be awesome. Unless you say that the whole concept of Borer is only by Ochlin. I mean, right? And in other words, again, the Tosafta was talking about, there's one good, you know, unless that, the one Rashi, that, one little Rashi, you saw that Rashi, the source, right? That's the whole source. Because the Tosafta was talking about apples, whatever, right? Yeah, it'll be the light by Ochlin, for sure. But I'm saying that, in other words, our problem in life is usually not going to be Ochlin. It's usually going to be sorting out non-Ochlin things. So if you say that the din of Borer is even by other things based on that Rashi, because Rashi has a din of throwers from the clod of dirt. So once you assume that, and then you assume that there's a din issur of classification, so then you have to make sure that you only set, if you're setting the table from a mixture, then you can only do it loud. Maybe setting the table. Another one was setting the table early. You're setting the table from the forks and the spoons that are from the drawer. But if you already ate Friday night meal, and now you clean the dishes, and now it's all laying together on the rack. It's all mixed together, and now you want to set the table before you go to shul. So it could be that, again, if you hold like Dibur Sameach, that it's only Dvar Tanim, it's a Taruvus,
and okay, also it's okay. But, you know, Dvar Sameach is not necessarily, you know, way it's called the halakha. Even though it could be, it's right.
But, in other words, this ray of hope of the Prima Donna was Einfeld within Tosfos is, first of all, the Prima Donna himself agrees with the Rambam, you know, is against the Rambam.
And the Moshe Alevi in the Menuchas Ava says that it's against the Tosfos. Moshe Alevi, I'm telling you, Sefer is one of the best farm out there. Right? They have in this farm sale. Menuchat Ahava. It's very good. Lo Albert. Three volumes. It's one of the best works in the Shabbos. He wants to bring a riot from this Tosefta that taking away Shnei Minim, that you're not using well out there, is awesome. Against the side of the Prima Donna with impulses that it would be moved.
I mean, you could say even with the Tosfos that if you're not using either of them, but I don't know, you have to think about it. But
so comes Chacham Avadya in Yabia Omer. He has a tshuva to Rav Saliman David Sasson of England. Acharei Acheret Achayim Achalom Potov Sela Yartov Mokvalim Sviyim Kabal Dilakol Adol Shavotov Dvar Masha Nogim Livor Asakinim Achapot Al Mazlikot Vorim Zev Zev Achat Suta Shol Shabbos Misadim Tokalat Mokom Arroyo.
There were people with what? Sword. In other words, they would wash the dishes Friday night, and they would not necessarily set the table, but they would put the forks back in the fork thing and the knives back in the. They were shamish by the suit of bar. He made the shumis or bar on the black as well. The horror came to income so was mutter. Right? That's a shark. So what would you pass it? What? You would say, what's the Tosefta? You kind of see what? Good. I don't know, that would be a very scholarly thing to research. In other words, the Bali Tosas have the one with Tosefta. Maybe you can write that here on that thing.
I'm not saying that's the only way you can interpret it. I mean, but Eli Kohl, our Rebbe here, likes that, right? You like that interpretation of the Tosefta, right? Right? You like that interpretation, yes. So, if Eli Kohl likes it.
Why does he categorize it with the ideas of separating parts? How do you characterize it? Saying that one part is talking about sorting and the other part is talking about building it up and coming across.
Again, which one part? In other words, one case is that you had two minim together and you sorted, and then another case is you had a heap of oranges, but they're rocks.
So
you're saying the first case is badat zebifnei atma, then the atma means to sort. That's the case of shei minim, or in the case where it's solat gamur, that's also chayav. Both those cases are chayav. So this rabbi was asking Rav Avadya Yosef that people seemingly are makel. So Rav Avadya Yosef tries to say a hetzer. He says like this: Yesh otzarv nimug nosav mahakel al pi mashkosav pri megadim. Right. So first he quotes the pri megadim, which again the pri megadim. You know, that's a, sort of a weak. It's a little strip of weak heter, right? Because the prima godim again is only within Tosus. He himself admits he's only within Tosus. And then maybe, you know, once we saw the Tosefta, so he says, well, you have the prima godim, and then. And then he says, take a look on the page 12, the second column, like a quarter of the way down, the first word on the line is lo nafka. Lo nafka. He says, uvenidon, the third word, he wants to make a sfeik sfeik, a double suffix to make it mutter. That maybe the halakha is like that side in the prima godim, right? That is mutter. And even if the prima godim is wrong, maybe the arsabeach is right. That's not called a taruvus because it's not mishtamish beachat. The shema halakha kerdivei orcha shulchan or sameach. Shekola kelim mivurarim nikarim la'ein bayin lo shaychabu breyer klal. He does it the opposite way. He says, first of all, it's a suffix whether this is called a taruvus or not, because according to the Or Sameach, it's not a really taruvus because it's not in the Shamish Kech. It's not like raisin bread where you eat the bread and the raisin together. You don't use the fork with the spoon together. It's not a bread or Sameach. It's not in the Shamish Kech. So it's not, right? And even, so that's number one. Maybe the Orsabek is wrong. Even if the Orsabek is right, maybe the Prima Godin is right, but then Tosis, and maybe that he wants to be one after based on the specs, right? Right. So that's why he's Malamed Schus. So therefore, at the end of the Tshuva, he says, Michal Hari Tritzi, Nirozi, and Nadi Sheish Lahakyam. Where is that line? Was that one?
Fifth line.
Where? Where? Which column?
Same column.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Kol Shekin Zidah Rabbi Kivay and Bar Rabbi Gedul Karka. Right. And he quotes this Rabbi Kivay. I have to see this. I didn't see this inside.
But I mentioned to you, Rabbi Kivay says that. Supposedly says that there's only borer by gedule karka, so mela there will be borer by these things. Right. Because of the question is, what's the Rashi? What do you mean in borer by gedule karka? That means that the thing that's the sakin is gedule karka, like the earth. That's the barak. So the Mela, that's why you want to be Mela.
Right. He's saying people who are doing it, you don't have to massage the machlokas and say.
Yes, they do that, so don't make it.
Don't make a tararam.
Your own.
The only thing. Right. Maybe in the chatchila, your ben Torah, you were.
Hanachal
Yisrael usually means, okay, you can leave them alone. It's not saying that it's the best thing to do. Okay, Ben Goldstein, that's it. I don't know. Okay, but like Albert said, who knows? Maybe there's another shot out there. This Tosefta. You have to look in the other svarim on the Tosefta to see. You'll look in all the svarim on the Tosefta first. I don't think this will look. Yeah, no, there are a lot of svarim on the Tosefta. Well, the two famous ones. What does that mean? So he washes the dishes. Washes the.
Just wants to put them in the next thing for after shop.
On the rack. He's putting everything on the rack to dry. So that's fine. He's not being boring. He's making a tarufus. You can make a tarufus, you just can't break a tarufus.
No, he says one at a time you can do it.
No. I don't think you heard what he said. He's saying there's nothing wrong with putting it on the rack. That's to make the tarufus. To pile it up together, that's not a problem. Shiloh, could you...
Right, so you can do it one at a time, though.
Okay, we'll get to the one at a time thing. So in the Sefer Matzah Eliyahu, he's a folk. He writes very good tshuvas, you should know. You know what else he wrote? He wrote those Sneas books. Oz Mahadda Lahusha. What? Yeah. So I like his tshuva. I'm not saying about his farm on Sneas. I didn't really look so much. People, have issues with that. But his tshuvas are very good. What? Yeah. What is the book called? So the Machzeh Eliyahu. So he doesn't like these. So on page 14, the arrow on page 14, he quotes Rav Chacham Avadya, and he takes issue. He says, "V'yadati gam yadati she'echad mi'michabrei zmaneinu." One of the authors of our generation, Kosev Lahakya Lagamre, the Breyer's Clay Sudo. Uvuchuz Yabia Omer. Ulama Ma'ayin Hate Bchod Rav Yosha Dainu Misha Makum Godul Akshah Shesh Bezeh Yisr Daraisa. In other words, he says that he may Hubana Hetero, he has three studim to be Makum. Number one, the Or Sameach, that says that you know big things are not taruvas. Number two is the prima godim that maybe lakas man is mutter. Number three, he has a tzad about the somach lusuda. We didn't discuss that. That maybe somach lusuda means within the Rabbeinu Yerucham that as long as you finish one meal, you can already do it for the next meal, even if the next meal is not for another 8 hours. So he says lanias daiti on the top of the second column mamchilas. The Mechilas Kvot Taroso ain't Seiruf Tznifin El Dai Lahatir Sofik Yisr Be'echa Bechiyuf Sekvila Shabbat Torah. He doesn't think that these Tzadim are good enough to be Matir and Yisr Skila. Then in Bogeil HaSniv HaRishon Ein Mucha Shafecha Me'egim HaTeirim Reyes Kelim Shehizki Yatir Tarubash Shof Klisuda Ein Matir Yehuda Shnei Mini Kelim Do Liver Kitnias Mitzlochas Vab Reyes Shaychav Zerei Kol Echadom Evnei Atzva. You have 6 knives and 6 forks and 6 spoons. Okay, so here's Dagim. Rabbos Kapos Ktanas Vod, Shazel Mahavat Tarubas Mamoshis. He says maybe that's the Tarubas even according to the Or Sameach, even according to these people. And even the Or Sameach he thinks it would be machmir. And in terms of the second thing of the Ber Halacha, it's only a suffix in the Prima Godim. You know, the Prima Godim wasn't sure about this. So he thinks each one of them are very schwach, each one of these studim. What about Rabbi Kivege? Yeah, I don't know. I have to look up to Rabbi Kivege. But he didn't, I mean, and maybe we normally don't assume like that, Rabbi Kivege, I don't know. But he thinks each one of these are very weak. Each of Rabbi Vadi's things are very weak, and therefore he thinks he should be Machmir. And he writes in the end that he should be Machmir. So, Allah al-Maisa, I mean, look, if someone's doing it, you know, Hanach Lemdi Yisrael. And there's a lot of svaras to say that it should be okay. Maybe that's not a taruvus, maybe it's only by Ochlin, maybe, you know, there are a lot of svaras, but Lechora, Lechora, he's right, it's a Nissa Skila here. And you better be careful, but Shmir Shabbos is something very, very important. So, it's better to be careful, if you can. And it could be it could be Rav Avadya, like what he told me about, you know, his shuva about egg matzahs. He said he only wrote it for the tzibur to be. He himself makes the motzi. He just wrote it, you know, to matzik the minna, the miyashiv the minna. But that doesn't mean that he himself thinks that that's the proper way you should do it. So what should be done is that before the meal, when you come home from shul, you set the table. Or you put the, you know, you don't. Yeah, okay, next week we're going to have a shiur where maybe we can find it's not cool, we'll see. But so far, based on this, it's not. Yeah. No, what's wrong? You can do the dishes. You can make the mixture. You just can't undo the mixture. No, when you're doing the dishes, you're doing the dishes, and then you're piling everything on. Okay, we'll start commissioning.